1 John chapter 5, over in the New Testament, you got to go a long way from Matthew to get to 1 John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, not that one. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, keep going. Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st, 2nd Peter, now 1st John. That's how you get to it. 1st John chapter 5. I want to share out of the New King James Version, and then I'll share an updated version as well. So I want you to see the contrast. 1 John chapter 5, beginning at verse 14, New King James. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Now I want you to look at this translation that I have made some adjustment to. Looking at the original language, just one word changed, but it makes a difference. I'll explain as we move to the sermon. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And since we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. For our time this morning, I want to preach with this theme in mind, with confidence. Praying with confidence. Now, this is the confidence that I have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And since we know he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Praying with confidence. Let's pray together. God, we come to you at this preaching moment asking that you would transform preparation into preaching by your power. I've studied, but I need you to speak. And so, Lord, speak now as your servants are listening, that we might see you more clearly and love you more dearly and follow you more nearly, for we confess our need for your word. Your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers and sets free. This is our, in Jesus' name, amen. Praying with confidence. Prayer. Dialogue with God. Through prayer, we talk to God and God talks back to us. Prayer is a simple matter of conversation. It really isn't as complicated as folks want to make it. There are no special words required. There are no specific formulas that have to be used. In prayer, we just call on the Lord, and because it's a conversation, the Lord talks back to us. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he taught them, taught us to acknowledge God and then to talk to God about our needs. Jesus' teaching on prayer presupposes that God hears and answers. The biblical record, the Old Testament and the New, makes clear truth that the Lord attends the cries we call and God comes. We holler and God hears. We ask and God answers. It's in prayer that we cast our cares on the one who for us, trusting that he will answer with what we need. This morning I come by on assignment to remind us to pray with confidence. As Jesus taught his disciples, God already knows what we need before we ask. Yeah. God simply wants us to in prayer so that when, not if, but when God answers, we can make the direct connection between our asking and God's answer. And let's just be clear about it up front. God does not always answer our prayers immediately. Sometimes we have to wait for the answer. But know this, whenever we pray rightly, God hears and God will answer us. He'll hear our faintest cry and answer by and by. Didn't sing it this morning? That's what John is trying to get the church to understand as he pens the words of our text. Listen carefully. He writes these words. Now this is the confidence that him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we ask of him. Now it helps if you're looking at this passage to know that in the original language, in the Greek, the word that's translated if can accurately be translated both as the word if and also as the word since, depending on whether a necessary prerequisite has been met. Okay, what do you mean, preacher? I mean this, that the translation if in the phrase if we ask makes sense because we may choose to ask or not. That's why if is a proper conditional statement. But in verse 15, in that next verse, if is not conditional because John has already established that God hears us when we pray. Don't you see it there in verse 14? So verse 15 really ought to read, and since we know that he hears us, we know that we have the petitions we have asked of him. Now, I suppose I'm getting a little ahead of myself in this sermon, but I want you to see John's point clearly so that we can make practical application together when it comes to praying with confidence. Here's what John is trying to get us to see. We can go to God in prayer secure in the knowledge that God will answer us. There's no need to wonder or to worry or to waver. Here's the deal. If you pray, God will answer. Yes, it's our choice whether or not to pray, but once we decide to pray, when we pray, we have the assurance that God, who hears our prayer, will answer us. John says it works like this. If we ask, God grants us an audience, and then God gives us the answer. It's there in the text, the asking. The text says, if we ask anything according to his will, the audience, he, God, hears us. The answer, since he hears us, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Yes, my sisters and my brothers, we can pray with confidence. We ask, God audits, and God answers. It's the promise of his word. Now, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know when I say that the essence of prayer is petition. Prayer is principally about us making our requests known to God. God places the ball squarely in our court, making clear that it's our responsibility to go to God in prayer. In the 11th chapter of Luke, Jesus offers a teaching parable that compares prayer to a conversation between a parent and a child. He says to those gathered and to us today, he says these words, if a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he, that father, give him, the son, a serpent? If he asks for fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, Jesus' point is that we, God's children, can approach God our Father in prayer with confidence, knowing that God will supply our need. You don't need fancy words. All you need is a need. That's what the text is lifting up for us. All you need, a need. Listen, anybody here this morning have a need? Then you ought to go to God in prayer. You ought to take your burden, take your problem, take your concern to the Lord and let your request be known of your petition. That call on the Lord's step is to offer up your petition. Now let's be clear, that's only the first step. Making the petition often requires some additional effort. Effort that goes beyond just merely talking. As Jesus is the Luke 11 lesson on prayer, he notes that sometimes petitioning God is in fact as simple as asking, but at other times it's more like seeking or knocking. I'm sure you've heard the passage before, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. That's Jesus teaching about prayer. You see, sometimes all we have to do is ask. But at other times, I dare say, oftentimes, our petition must also be accompanied by diligent effort. Yes, we talk to God, but we also invest time and energy in partnership with our petition. You see, yeah, I may ask God for a job, but I also need to file some job applications. I may ask God to heal my addiction, but I also need to seek out therapy. I may ask God for a house, but I also need to get my credit straight. But here's the shout, and I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but when we lift up our petition to God, when we ask and put in the work, the promise is this: Jesus, everybody who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. That to him who knocks, it will be open. That's good news. I'm just trying to tell you, you can pray with confidence, because here's the promise of God. If we pray right, God will hear and answer our prayer. So then, how is it that we have this assurance that our prayers will be answered? Well, it has everything to do with the one to whom our prayers are directed. It has everything to do with the audience. John tells us quite clearly that when we pray, God hears us. It's right there at the close of verse 14. If we ask anything according to his will, God hears us. Then verse 15 goes on to say that our answer is the guaranteed result of God's hearing. In other words, our prayers are answered when the only audience who matters hears our plea. That's why Jesus told the disciples, don't worry about praying long prayers in public. Prayers are conversations with God, just dialogue. That means two people talking. You only need two people in dialogue. It's just you and God. And while there may be some eavesdroppers listening in from time to time, their presence ought not influence your praying. Some 35 years ago, when I was a student at Virginia Tech and a member of First Baptist Church of Blacksburg, Pat Barrett called on Reverend Robert P. Jones to lift the altar prayer on a particular Sunday morning. Reverend Jones was a kind and a gentle man, a product of his life and times. Reverend Jones was in his late 70s back in the mid-1980s. Reverend Jones had a habit of talking fast, and that combined with a speech impediment and the fact that his dentures were prone to slip could make it difficult to keep up with what Reverend Jones was saying, especially when he was excited. Now, having been called on to pray the altar prayer, Reverend Jones was shown up to it, and all the more so because this particular Sunday was an annual day and the pews were packed. Rev. Jones prayed a while, y'all. He prayed a while, then he prayed some more. Rev. Jones prayed till he... Then he prayed until the church got happy with him. And after the benediction, me and a few of the people went downstairs. We were down in the office waiting for the afternoon service to begin. And one of the members came barreling through the door and told Pastor Barrett, said, "Pastor, you need to do something about Rev. Jones." I couldn't understand a word he said. Well, she didn't know Rev. Jones was standing behind the door at the time. And the room got real quiet. Rev. Jones peeped from behind the door and said to her, "Don't worry, baby. I wasn't talking to you anyway." That lesson has stuck with me through the years. He wasn't talking to her. When we pray, we ain't talking to nobody but God. The reason that God is the audience for prayer, the reason that only audience that matters is because God is the only one power to answer prayer. Whatever the problem, whatever the concern, whatever the petition, God can handle it. That's what Scripture means when it reminds us that all things are possible with God. God can fix it. God can handle it. The Lord can work it out, whatever it is. That's why we call on the Lord. That's why we call on the Lord. His proper name, Jehovah, literally means I will be who I will be. And God's always being whatever we need. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the Lord, our God is one, and He'll be whoever you need. If you need healing, our God is Jehovah Rapha. If you need peace, He's Jehovah Shalom. If you need help, God will be your Ebenezer. If you're in trouble, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. If you need help, Jesus will rescue you. Our God is the Good Shepherd who supplies every need. See, all we have to do is call out to the Lord, make our petition known, and the Lord will hear and help. As the writer of Psalm 84 and 11 reminds us, no good thing will the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. Because of Christ, we have the right to come boldly before the throne, where we're guaranteed to find mercy and grace to help in time of need. We can take our concern to the Lord with full assurance that God will hear and answer our prayer. We can pray with confidence, y'all. God's word promises us that God will answer our prayers. Here it is. We know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. But before you can get to the shout of verse 15, you got to back up to verse 14 and catch this one phrase that sticks out. According to His will. The text says, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. According to His will, He hears us. God hears and answers prayer. But watch this. God only does that when the prayer is offered according to His will. God's will. That's something that we don't talk too much about in the modern church now. God's will. What God wants. God's desire. God's will speaks to God's specific plan for you and for me. All too often we are focused when we pray on our own personal desires. Our prayers are more like an attempt to talk God into our way of thinking than they are about really offering a petition. But, and I want to be clear about this, the kind of prayer that God answers is the prayer that puts God's will first. Jesus taught it this way. He said, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all the other things will be added. Too often in prayer, we try to get the add-ons from. And the reality is, my sisters, my brothers, the reality is that's not how prayer works. You can ask for stuff all day, but if what you are asking for isn't in God's will for you, you're just wasting your time. In fact, when we pray for that which does not match up with God's will for us, the implication in the text is that God doesn't even hear us. Watch this. God only hears and therefore only answers prayer, John 5:14 says, when that prayer is made according to his will. So then, brother preacher, how do I pray according to the will of God? I'm glad you asked. Join me in the Garden of Gethsemane. Turn on the million megapixel HD screen of your sanctified imagination and flip on the surround sound. See and hear Jesus as he contemplates the burden, indeed the horror, of Calvary. Drops of blood mingle with sweat under the intense pressure, and Jesus prays. Can you see him? Do you hear him? Because the teacher is teaching right there in the Garden of Gethsemane. Class is in session. He's teaching us about how to pray according to God's will. Hear the Lord Jesus Christ, our example, as he prays, Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but as you will. See, Jesus' personal will and God's will are not the same in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus wants to skip the pain and the agony of Calvary. And what does Jesus do? He petitions God to give him a pass. But watch this. Jesus doesn't leave his praying at that point. No, in his prayer, Jesus expresses his personal desire, but then he goes on to do something extraordinary. He prays that God's will would precedent over his own personal preferences. Let the scene play out in your mind. Oh, my Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. How do we pray so that God hears and answers us? We pray that not just what we want happens, but that more importantly, what God wants happens. You see, it's okay to acknowledge our own personal desires before the Lord, but if our prayers are to be heard, we can't lock in our desire and lock out God's will. The prayer that God hears is the prayer that leaves room for God to be God. Listen closely to the prayer of Jesus. Lord, if it's possible, let me have what I want. But if not, God, I'll take whatever you give. That's the kind of prayer that God hears. That's the kind of prayer that God answers. And we know that God answered Jesus' prayer. Yeah, Jesus would have preferred not to have gone through the agony of Calvary, but when the Father answered, the Son submitted. And watch this. When God answered, answer worked out for the Son's benefit and for God's glory. You see, that's why it pays to pray according to the will of God. See, God always answers the prayer that matches up with God's will, and God's will always works out for our good and for God's glory. Yeah, Jesus had to go through Calvary because that was God's will. But watch this, on the other side of Calvary is Jesus' victory. Listen, I'm trying to tell you that when you pray according to the will of God, the promise of God is victory. Go to God in prayer. Ask God for what you need, but don't forget to leave room for God's will. Lord, I'm sick. I want you to heal me, and I don't care how you do it. I know you are a healer, Lord. Just have your way. That's what God hears. Lord, my money is funny and my change is strange. I don't know how I'm going to make it, but I can trust you to make a way. See, that's the kind of prayer that God hears. Lord, I'm hurting and I feel alone. I need you to comfort me. I don't need the food. I don't need the drugs. I don't need the alcohol. Lord, I yield. Let your will and your way do it for me. That's the kind of prayer God hears. If you trust God in prayer, if you let God have his way, he will give you victory. Victory that catapults you to heights that you couldn't even imagine. Just do it like Jesus did. The Bible says that because Jesus prayed according to the God, God answered him in victory. How did God the Father give Jesus victory? The Bible says God highly exalted him and gave him a name that's above every name. I'm trying to tell you that it pays to pray according to the will of God, because if you pray right, God will answer, and God's answer will give you victory. Tell God what you want, but leave space in your prayer for the Lord to work it out. If you call on him, the Lord will answer you. Just ask that God's will be done and let God go to work. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't you try to figure it out. Lead not to your own understanding, and watch God work it out. I'm a witness that if you have a talk with Jesus, he'll answer. And his answer will give you the victory that you need. Take your burden to the Lord and then leave it there and watch God bring you out. Watch God bring you through. In fact, when you pray in God's will and you make space for the Lord to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think, you can get up from praying and shout while you wait on him. That's what Jesus did at Calvary. Yeah, yeah. He shouted victory even before he died. That's why the Lord called out, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." See, if you put your spirit in God's hands and trust the Lord will see you through, you can pray with confidence. Right. It's a done deal. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And since we know he hears us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petitions we've asked of him. It's a done deal. If you pray right, if you pray according to God's will, God who hears will answer. Somebody ought to shout, "It's already done. It's already done." You don't have to worry. You don't have to wonder. If you ask God for it, God will do it. Yeah, you may have to wait on it. You may have to go through your Good Friday, but here's the promise. Sunday morning is coming. The other side of going through is coming out. You can pray your way through. You can pray your way through with confidence. You can shout in advance for what God has promised, because once God hears, God will answer. Come here, David, and help me close this sermon. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. That's why I'll bless the Lord at all times. That's why I'll keep praising God, because when I called on the Lord in distress, the Lord answered me. I feel like my grandmama must have felt when she said, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Makes no difference what the problem. I can go to God in prayer. I found one who is so faithful. I can go to God in prayer. I can call him when I need him. Just say, Father, I'm in heaven. I can go to God in prayer. He can work it out. He can work it out. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Oh, yes, he can. I can call him and he'll answer. You ought to call on Jesus. He will answer prayer. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about the struggle. He'll hear your Satan's cry and he'll answer by and by. Just ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He's willing and he's able. He's willing and he's able. He'll answer you and carry you through. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything, if we ask anything according to his will,
he hears us.
And since he hears, we know that we have the petitions that we've asked of him. Just ask in his will. Lord, I've got some problems. I've got some concerns. I've got some issues. I need your help. And whatever it is you have to do, God, I yield myself. I surrender. Do whatever you need to do. Make a way. I trust you. Make a way, Lord. That's my prayer. Whatever it is, Lord, do it. Do it your way. I've got my preference, but I want your will. Because God's will always works out for our good and for his glory. Ask the Savior to help you to comfort, strengthen, and God.